Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Consider myself a star witness for anything.
They do. You
don't. No, I don't. I'm responding to your questions.
Don't interrupt the witness.
As I think I was clear about, I'm not here to take one side or the other or to advocate any particular outcome. So let me just restate that.
All right, so there you go. That was Bill Taylor. He was one of the witnesses that was there for day one of the public impeachment inquiry. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. So it all washes out of D.C., and what did we learn? The same things that we heard behind closed doors, because the transcripts were released, and, of course, we've talked about them on this show, and I'm certain that you've been served that up all over the place. So it was really about Bill Taylor and also George Kent, a top Ukrainian expert who was pretty much the guy who was trying to debunk, if you will, whatever the Republican theories were. Republicans have floated a couple of different defenses for the Ukrainian actions. And in the end, it comes down to the narratives, dueling narratives, and a polarized media. We know we have that, and a polarized nation, and ultimately the collision that happens at the end of it, meaning when all of this testimony is over with, this is just the first day, will anything new or puzzling be able to stick to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and lead to an impeachment of the president? So George Kent and the top U.S. diplomat to the Ukraine, Bill Taylor, testifying. And was there anything that was new? Because, of course, like all of you, I was paying close attention and then talking to people in D.C. about it. And I guess one of the things that came out of it is that George Kent, at a couple of different points, tried to throw out the conspiracy theory that the president and Rudy Giuliani pursued that the Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election rather than Russia. And he was asked about it by the Democratic lawyer, because there were lawyers for both sides that were involved in the questioning. And the attorney, Goldman, asked, to your knowledge, is there any factual basis to support the allegation that the Ukraine interfered in the 2016 election? Kent said, to my knowledge, no, there is no factual basis, no. I think it's amply clear that the Russian interference was at the heart of the interference. He said he wasn't even familiar with the company that was cited on the call with the president of the Ukraine as being involved in the proposed investigation. The other thing that came out is Taylor's testimony. He said that even though Ambassador Sondland from the ambassador of the EU passed along the president's assurances that there was no quid pro quo, he believed that wasn't the case. He was questioned again by the Democratic counsel, that would be Daniel Goldman, and he made it clear when he was asked about that. He said when Sondland told him there would be a stalemate if no investigations were announced, Taylor said he understood that meant U.S. military aid was conditioned on those investigations. He said, what I understood him as saying is that security assistance would not come. Goldman, the attorney, asked Taylor about what he said, both he and Sondland, and the Ukrainian special envoy Kurt Volker had passed along to him, that, and this is what they said, Trump is a businessman, wants to get what is owed to him before he signs a check. That was their analogy of it. That was it. Taylor is not a firsthand witness to most of the events, but his testimony suggests that many people closer to the president understood there was some kind of quid pro quo. That's where we get this quid pro quo saying that came out weeks ago after the closed door testimony, and that was reinforced to him, he said, on numerous occasions. So, you know, there you go. I think that's some of the takeaway, if you will, from the first day of these hearings. And the Republicans are saying, as you heard there, that they're trying to make him the star witness. But what's interesting is he's become not so much a star witness, but he has become a meme. So you heard Jim Jordan there and Bill Taylor, and they were going back and forth at the start of this about the whole impeachment thing and him saying that he is not the star witness. So there may be more of that, and I think it will go deeper and a lot harder for some of the people who step into the lion's den, which is these very public impeachment proceedings, investigations, whatever you want to call them. And, of course, Jim Jordan is a congressman from, Republican congressman from Ohio, and he is the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. So when he referred to the, there was an important question when Jim Jordan referred to the whistleblower, the thing that they keep talking about is the whistleblower that we're just kind of throwing darts at, or we think we know who he is because it's been mentioned a couple of times, but they are anonymous, the so-called anonymous whistleblower. And this is the thing, you know, we keep going back to this over and over and over and over and over again. You know, the whole verification thing of it. Jim Jordan, by the way, got really this, you know, there was a meme on one side of things for Taylor, but for Jordan, he took his coat off because, you know, everybody was suited up in their Washington attire with their red or blue or light ties on. And when Jordan sat at the table for the impeachment hearings, he had shirt sleeves, no suit jacket. So in one of the analysis of this, it might have been the Washington Post, they said it's his power move, his chest thump, and he became a meme too as well. And maybe that's what's going to happen. You know, when you had the O.J. Simpson trial, you had the dancing Itos, remember, for the judge. And if you're too young to remember it, you definitely need to go and look that up on your search engine. And there was all kinds of things that, you know, spiraled out of that. Of course, that was murder. That was a whole different thing. And there was a Bronco involved, as we talked about with my pal Greg Stebbin the other night. And I'm wondering how many people actually tuned in to pay attention to what was happening in D.C. Or has it left some people just out of wanting to follow what's happening with what some are calling the Schiff show? That would be Congressman Adam Schiff, because this was his push to bring this on and really, really own it. You know, it's interesting when you have this impeachment thing happening, this inquiry, is that negative enough news to crush the markets? But it didn't. The Dow closed at a record high, and Disney flew up more than 7%. So it wasn't perceived as negative somehow. In fact, because of China and what they're talking about, and are we getting closer? I mean, who knows? Did that help turn things around? But it was a big day on Wall Street. Stay with us.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Donato Tremuto is with us, and he is the CEO of Tivity Health, which, among other things, they acquired Nutrisystem earlier this year. And I'll tell you what, they've got an awesome deal that they're doing that I just read about today. So I'm so excited that we've got him on with us, because I'm sure he's very, very busy. Donato, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
So I kind of tipped my cards a little bit, but I didn't tell the whole story. You're launching this Wisely Well, and it's about providing meals to seniors. Tell the nation about that.
Yeah, so maybe if I can just back up a little bit. One of the, focal points of Tivity Health is recognizing that for so many years we've been addressing sick care but not health care. And there is a quintessential opportunity where you live, where you were born, where you age, where you eat. Those are the social determinants of health that in many respects has a greater determination of your health outcome than your genetic code. And Wisely Well is simply a, opportunity to bring, if you will, a focus around the importance of nutrition. And so many, as you mentioned in the earlier part of this broadcast, so much of what we do at Tivity Health is focused on the senior population. That's been our legacy flagship program, Silver Sneakers. And when I became CEO of the company, I went out and met thousands of seniors. And what I learned very painfully is that seniors are A, lonely, B, if you're lonely and living in rural America, you are most likely food insecure. And so it's not anything new that we're focusing on, is that we've now put a brand out there called Wisely Well, which will provide several programs to ensure that seniors are, in fact, addressing their own food insecurity as well as their nutritional needs.
Yeah, and it's so interesting when you talk about food insecurity. I think, and I've done some research on this too, Donato, and I think it's much broader than people even realize. So I'm so glad that you're taking the lead on this and really getting that out there, again, wisely well. How do people get involved in that program?
Well, the good news is, this is what I, you know, think I'm, you know, so excited over, is that if you go back to before we acquired Nutrisystem, Tivity Health, through its legacy program, Silver Sneakers, has nearly 70 health plans that provide the Silver Sneakers program to the senior population. These are Medicare Advantage plans that contract with the government to provide insurance to the senior population. And so, you know, certainly the first thing we're going to do is to go to our clients that we have. And so it is going to be a B2B approach right now. We have nearly 16 million seniors who are in our eligibility network for the Silver Sneakers program. We know that there are seniors in that program that are struggling, if you will, in that last week before they get their Social Security check, that they're struggling even buying food. We know that there are seniors who are living alone and don't have transportation needs. And so why not go to the plans? But news here is that these health plans are already paying for food delivery. Many of the major health plans who insure seniors are paying, you know, 3 to 4 million meals per year to be delivered. And so this will be the first venue that we, in fact, address. That is what I call the post-discharge program under Wisely Well. These are individuals who are in the hospital that are being discharged. And the discharge planner identifies that this individual will most likely have a difficult time cooking for themselves at home. Or the caregiver, their child, may live 200 miles away and they may not have the support to even go out and buy food. This is an opportunity where many of the plans now can provide up to 4 weeks of food when a senior has been discharged from the hospital and has been designated as having challenges at home. So we'll participate in that program. But let me also give you another opportunity. You know, I am notorious for telling stories, and I wrote a book a few years ago about my own story. And one of the stories that I have shared is that both my parents died 7 months apart. My mom lost 40 pounds in the time period from my father's death to her passing. And we missed all the warning signs of my mom's loneliness and her, you know, uninterested approach to going out and, you know, buying food. Now, imagine if you have a post-discharge program and it ends in 4 weeks and you have a situation like my mother. I would have paid Tivity Health any amount of money, and I know you would and I know others would, to ensure that my mom continues beyond the 4 weeks. And so we're going to wrap a chronic a caregiver program around that post-discharge. And so the Wisely Well, look at it as a umbrella of so many different opportunities that will fall in that venue of ensuring that seniors are well taken care of, specific, in this case, to food.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about the story of your mom and what you would have given if you could go back, Donato. What are some signs? I guess you have to really pay close attention, and so it's personal, and it's great that you're doing this as well. And I think that this is significant that people don't realize it, don't you?
It is, and you know, it's very funny. Loneliness. If you want to talk about food, then we need to talk about the twin sister to food insecurity, and that is loneliness. And it is really sad. Loneliness is the new chronic condition of the 21st century, and its impact in our seniors. There was just a case here in Washington State where the husband and wife, 85 years old, had an agreement that if they couldn't afford their medication, that he was to murder her and that he would commit suicide. And that's exactly what happened. That's what we have to stop. And what's great about the Silver Sneakers program is that I guarantee you the seniors that are going to one of our 16,000 fitness centers, they're not bench pressing 150 pounds. They're going because they're all alone. Many of them go because they make new friends. And what we have to do is make it comfortable to ask, are you lonely? Are you able to afford your food? And so many of that is the social determinants of health, which I'm so thrilled now. I just went for my annual physical at the Mayo Clinic. And very interesting, in the questionnaire that you fill out about your medical past, they now have about a dozen questions related to your social determinants. Are you alone? Have you ever felt alone? Are you able to afford your food? And this is where we need to move the whole system of our dollars, moving it to the non-medical side of healthcare, and that's exactly what this program is all about.
We're speaking with Donato Tremuto, and he is the CEO of Tivity Health. And, you know, going down this path of loneliness and the loneliness on seniors and the cost of loneliness on the healthcare system and what you're doing to combat it, and, you know, you talk about how personal it is to you, and you mentioned about writing a book. Tell us about your story, because I know as a child, you had something that happened to you that made you feel isolated.
Yeah, at age 8, I lost most of my hearing, and for nearly 10 years, I was with limited hearing. I was bullied. I had a speech impediment. And, you know, it was not a pleasant time. And so I think in order to understand loneliness, you have to really experience it yourself. And what I learned about writing my book is that everybody has a story. And the more we are willing to ask people, tell me your story. Very interesting. A number of months ago, I was a speaker at a conference, and there maybe were 5-7 year people in the room for the talk. And I asked the question, how many of you in this room are lonely? Only a few raised their hand until I shared with them that that's rubbish. I'm a CEO of a public company. I have 2 not-for-profit foundations. I'm a published author. I sit on 9 boards. I have a loving family and, you know, great friends, and I have been lonely. How many did you think raised their hand at that point? Nearly everybody in the room. And so we have to make it okay. And I think when you get older, there's a certain sense of self-esteem and pride. You don't want to go around and, you know, wear a mirror that indicates that you're lonely. And so what we try to do at Tivity Health, we launched the Rural Aging Connectivity Summit a few years ago. It's now grown to about 300, attendees. We are making it a movement. We are making it okay to ask somebody, are you alone? And why? And what can we do? And, there's Silver Sneakers program that you can connect to. And there's other programs in your local community. No one should have to age in the state of isolation, loneliness, and food insecurity. It just should not be, the case.
Oh, boy, I so agree with you. Donato, will you come back on and talk to us and tell us more about your book, etc.?
I would love to. Thank you for the invitation.
All right, so we're going to come back with him next week as well, the CEO of Tivity Health, and continue down that path.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, tells the House Intelligence Committee that one of his aides heard President Trump in a phone call. He said President Trump was asking EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the investigation. Taylor says the aide asked Sondland what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
At the White House, President Trump says he doesn't remember that call.
I know nothing about that. First time I've heard it.
Republicans like Jim Jordan say Democrats have no more than second and third hand knowledge.
American people see through all this. They understand the facts support the president. They understand this process is unfair. And they see through the whole darn sham.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed. The Dow was up 92 points. The S&P 500 was up 2, and the Nasdaq down 4 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Some people get their eyes poked out by
this time around in Author's Corner, we're talking to Gerald McIsaac. He's written a book called Bird from Hell. Now, check this out. You know how you just assume that certain things are gone, they're off the planet? Like, think of the woolly mammoth, for example. Think of those giant birds that sometimes are called the devil bird, the hairy elephant, the wilderness wolf, the rubber-faced bear, the lake monster. And where do all those descriptions come from? Well, Gerald McIsaac is so fascinating. I don't want to eat up too much time talking about him because we'll let him tell his story. But he gathered up a bunch of stories from the elders of the First Nation. In other words, those who were formerly referred to as Indians, Native Americans, or Aboriginals as well, and they say something different when it comes to birds that you assume are long gone and extinct from the planet. Hey, Gerald, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to oblige.
So tell me what you found out. I set it up a little bit. Tell me, first of all, why you wrote the book.
For several reasons, mainly because this animal, this thing which they call the devil bird here, is not a bird at all, but a huge flying reptile called the pterodactyl, and it is a predator. It preys upon us. Mainly, it preys upon women and children. Girls of childbearing age, they attack because they smell the blood, and children are easier to pick up and carry away. That's one reason. The other reason, someone has to take a stand. The scientists are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They are not challenging scientific theories. Any scientist who challenges these heritage, and we've got to let people know these things exist, and the giants, we got, otherwise known as Bigfoot or Sasquatch, are a separate species of human living among us right here, right now in North America. We have got to pass laws to protect these people.
And do you think, Gerald, that some people listening are like, oh, he's crazy. That's just crazy nonsense. That's just, oh, you know, come on. Who's thinking that's going on? And is it because, like you said, who would challenge it? One, because of that, because they would be booted out of the scientific community. And then the other part of that is nobody wants, when somebody disappears or something happens that's unexplained, they don't want to dive into that. Is that why?
That's exactly why I was told many years ago that I do not belong in working in science, and I cannot work in science, or at least I cannot earn a living working in science. They told me I do not belong, which is true. They also told me I was rocking the boat, which I was. My days of rocking the boat are over. Now I'm blowing the boat right out of the flaming water. I'm going to prove these animals exist.
All right, so in trying to prove that, tell us about that. So you gathered stories. I mentioned that. Tell us more about the book and what you found out.
First of all, I live on a reserve called Seca Dene, which in their language means mountain people. And these people, the elders of this First Nation community, are absolutely and without doubt the experts on the mountains. I use the word loosely to include the forests and lakes. So I listen to them, and they trust me, they open up to me. They have described these various animals. I recognize them. The one they call the devil bird is not a bird at all. So when the elders tell me the flapping of the wings sounds like dry hide, I believe them because they have wings of hide. Now the Haida-Gwaii call it the thunder bird. And the Haida-Gwaii carve totem poles. So for those who are interested, look at the totem poles of the Haida-Gwaii, and you will see an accurate, detailed, three-dimensional, handcrafted carving of the animal, which is clearly a pterodactyl. The animal has no feathers. It does have a long tail, which ends in a triangular shape. And they all across North America, all the First Nation elders, all describe precisely the same animal, not a coincidence.
So, and again, we're speaking with Gerald McIsaac, and the name of the book is Bird from Hell. You can get it on Amazon. And for, you know, again, talking about the elders and what they've seen and proof of that, what do they do to protect themselves?
The rule is, after sundown, stay inside. If you're outside and you hear the flapping of the wings, or if you feel the breeze created by the flapping of the wings, seek shelter. They hunt in open areas. So the word is, stay inside. If you must go outside and you're being attacked, seek shelter. As a last resort, if there's no shelter handy, hit the ground. They hunt us by wrapping their paws around our shoulders, sinking their claws in. And if we're on the ground, flat, then it makes it more difficult for them to kill us.
Wow. In writing this book, what was it freeing for you? Because, you know, you had these conversations, you couldn't believe what you were hearing, you were tired, like you said, just trying to not say anything. Was it freeing for you to write the book?
It was a great relief off my conscience is clear. It is true that since I wrote that book, people, mainly women and children, have disappeared. I grant you that. These animals are in the mountains around the world. It's terrible. That's a fact. There are no buts. Just another fact is that my conscience is clear. I'm doing everything I can to let the members of the public be made aware of the existence of these prehistoric monsters, and hopefully I can get the word out, stay inside.
Wow.
So
and you
conscience is clear.
And you talk about it. You talk about eyewitness accounts. I mean, you describe them vividly in your book. So you gathered evidence from the people that we just mentioned that you talked to, right?
Whenever possible, I go the first to the person, directly to the person. That is not always possible because people... Well, it's not always possible.
Right, right.
But I have numerous first-hand accounts. One girl in the village was recently attacked. When the animal attacked, it released a very, very loud whistling sound.
Mm.
She ran into the house terrified, but her ears were ringing. The whistling sound is that loud. That's where it gets the name Thunderbird.
Wow. Oof, very, very scary. All right, I want to tell everyone you can pick up the book, Bird from Hell, on Amazon, Gerald McIsaac. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
I'm hoping this will inspire people, common people, members of the public, to get active, to get out there, and let's start looking for these. Help me locating these animals. I've given the directions in the book precisely how to find these animals. They spend the daylight hours inside caves in those mountains. The mountains I describe, see, are what I call perpendicular mountains. The caves open up onto a vertical face, by which I mean straight up and down. The top of the mountain is flat or horizontal, so that's why I call it a perpendicular mountain. Those are the nesting grounds of these animals. And if you ask the First Nations people across North America, the elders will point out these mountains where they have their nest. And by simply going there and setting up a camera after sundown, you can see them come out of the caves in the moonlight. Also, the giants are on Vancouver Island, for example, on the reserves. I call them giants.
Mm-hmm.
They respect the First Nations people. The First Nations people respect the giants. So the direction, just by going to the reserves on Vancouver Island, for example, getting the working with the elders and trying to make contact with these people instead of hunting them, because we are a vicious bunch. We are vicious. We like to shoot them. It's terrible.
Right, right,
right. We should make them by making contact with them, working with the First Nations people on the reserves by putting out food and things like mirrors, because they want to know what they look like, just as we do. They love the same food we love. Put out toys for them. Let them know we are being friendly. Let them approach us instead of us hunting them. And there are people who are hunting them, making their lives extremely miserable. And we are destroying their habitat because they are nomads, members of a hunting-gathering society. With our industrial development, we are destroying their habitat.
Right, which is why they're coming out, I think. Yeah, yeah, that makes complete sense. We don't want to give it all away, so we want to tell everyone again, the book is called Bird from Hell, Gerald McIsaac. You'll hear about all of this and things you can do, as he said, he has a map. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to oblige.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said.
I'm so excited to talk to Ron O'Hara. I know I say that a lot, but I really mean it because he's like taking me back to places of when I was a kid and even as an adult and thinking about some of these stories and how we interpret them, you know, some of the biblical stories, but in particular where he focuses on the destruction of Jerusalem in his book, Brothers Forever, the third book in the Brothers series. And, you know, you think in your mind, oh, what do I remember about that? And it's so vivid, his descriptions, that I can't wait to introduce you to him. So, Ronald, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And in the book, you know, you really are, and we talked about this off air, you're really very accurate. I gave the overall picture of the destruction of Jerusalem. You're very accurate about the historical details and then the characters you created. So in creating the characters, what was that like in mixing it with all the research that you did?
Well, you know, there are people that you even mentioned in the Bible that they never tell you their name. For instance, we don't know, and so I use that to kind of fill in some places. Where did they get the pots that they put the Dead Sea Scrolls in? Well, one of my characters is Simeon, who's a potter, and he runs into the Essenes and stays there with them for a while, and he makes the pots for their scrolls when they hide them in the caves where they were discovered. So, you know, I fill in some of the missing links in things, and it's fun, you know. You can do that without violating the Bible in any sense. And the Christians and the Jews, of course, were kind of the lowly people from the Romans' viewpoint, and the Christians were even lower than the Jews in the Christians or in the Romans' outlook. And the places and the events and the characters are, of course, fictional. And I tried to make the book both entertaining and educational at the same time. People don't particularly want to read a dry documentary. So I tried to put as much adventure and excitement in the book as I could.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what really stands out, and that's what I was saying in the beginning, because stories tell and sell, and so you tell us the story. So those characters, like I said, really, really make it come to life. And you mentioned that it was fun doing this. Of everything that you encountered and putting it together, do you have a favorite story? You talked about the Dead Sea Scrolls, but do you have a favorite story?
Yeah, I really do. When the Romans come into Jerusalem and they finally break through, you know, they light things, they put things on fire and everything, and people are dying left and right because the Romans, you know, they don't know who's fighters and who's not. The zealots look just like the people, much like, you know, overseas. When you're in Iraq and Iran, you know, the Iraqi enemy, if there was one there, looked just like the normal people. You couldn't tell them apart. And that was the way it was with the Romans when they went in there. But they go through all this and they destroy everything, and they're just kind of standing around, you know. They've done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this lady, skinny as a bone, because they've prevented them from getting any food in, skinny as a bone, sitting in the corner, covered with soot, and she kissed my wife goodbye. She's sitting there in the corner, and she is alive, and the Roman centurion looks at her and says, "Let her go, you know. Let her go." Even in the midst of a battle, sometimes there's a sense of humanity in the part of all of us that you know, we have a little empathy for others.
I love that story. And as I said, this is what really pops out, is the characters and how you breathe this life into it. And you said it was fun writing it. What do you hope people take away that are listening to us right now? That, by the way, you can pick up the book, of course, on Amazon, Brothers Forever, the third book in the Brothers series. Ronald Herrera is the author. If you look that up, it's very easy to find that. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I want them to know that even though things are bad now and people have to struggle, it has been much worse in the past than it is now, a lot worse. And yet humanity survives those things.
Exactly. And survive and go on. And it's interesting because that was a point in time where, and you talk about this in your book, that, you know, you had violent zealots and you had disease and, you know, the times when we try to picture that in our mind, it's, and you think of the temple and you think of the destruction, et cetera, it takes us back in history, and biblically it takes us back there. And I think, like I said, in bringing this to life is the idea that people also can embrace this and really understand the story, because as I said, the characters are so rich, and that's what makes the difference instead of just a flat historical document.
Yes, and because it's a series, it begins with the destruction of the children in Bethlehem, and then it covers the 70 years following that. So you follow these two brothers through their whole lifetime, if you read the whole series, and you get to know them, and you know what they've been through. You know, they've lost children, they have had struggles with different things, you know, that they've had to come to Christ. For instance, like one of them came to Christ to cure him of his leprosy. Mm-hmm. The other one, Enoch, was looking for a military leader. And Enoch didn't believe right away, you know, because he never said anything about the Romans. Read the Bible, he never says much about the Romans at all. And he was pretty disappointed, which is typical of people today. A lot of times people are quick to believe. Others, oh, I don't think so. And because I have two protagonists,
mm-hmm.
I can represent both of those. the quick believers, the ones who say, oh, wow, you know, he cured me of leprosy. I'm on his side all the way. And then the other one who says, well, he's not really what I want, you know. And so it makes for a fun time and fun reading, because if you're a non-believer and you read it, you'll relate to Enoch. If you're a believer, you'll relate to Simeon.
And you know what? It's interesting. I was going to say that, because you're right. And telling us that, of course, that it centers around Enoch and Simeon. And how did they feel in this book that they couldn't save, you know, they watched the destruction of Jerusalem and they couldn't do anything about it?
They pretty much accepted it. It was one of those things, well, we did our best. You know, it's like the Colts lost last week. and you know, it was like, well, you know, we did, we tried, you know, and that kind of thing. And so, when you don't succeed, it's just another chapter. It really is. It's just another chapter in your life. And you know, when someone tells you it'll be okay in the end, and it's not okay right now, you're just not at the end. That's all.
I love this, because when people read this, they get the human lessons. And I love that you took Enoch and Simeon from two different points of view of the believer and the non-believer. How long do you take this series? I mean, you could take this series forever, I guess, up until their deaths.
Well, and I do. That's the last book of Enoch and Simeon is Brothers Forever. But the thing is that I have young characters. Simeon and his wife pick up a waif, and they raise him, and his name is Jacob. And so I could write, and am writing, a fourth book about Jacob, what happens to him, because he's given up everything he owns to save, and he owned quite a bit, everything he owned to save Jerusalem, and failed. So he goes back. He's going to go back to Rome with nothing.
Wow.
And we'll see how that goes.
Wow. Again, the book is Brothers Forever. It's a series, Brothers Forever, the third book in the Brothers series. Ronald Hara, boy, oh boy, just so well done. A historical fiction through the eyes of these brothers, and it really walks you through history. It really does. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.